Today on Seculo, Biden's new Israel betrayal.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Jordan Seculo.
All right, welcome to Seculo. It's great to be back with everybody. If you're watching on Rumble, if you're watching on Facebook, if you're watching on YouTube, of course, if you're watching on Facebook, let me encourage you, there'd be in, you know, those fact checkers there, no good again, to say the least. They definitely got a target on the ACLJ. So let me encourage you, if you're watching on Facebook, click that Rumble link that we put in the title of the broadcast right there. Join us over at Rumble, where I know we won't be censored. We can say what we want to say, talk truth, talk facts, talk honestly, which is what we do every day on this broadcast on Seculo. And what we are, by the way, I want you to all know, we're following closely the confirmation beginning for Judge Jackson to be on the U.S. Supreme Court. Right now, it's opening statements from senators. Then she'll be introduced. It might be into the afternoon before she herself even makes her own introductory remarks, and potentially even tomorrow before she begins answering any questions. So don't think that we're not following that. We've got a whole team on that. There's just not a lot happening today on that matter. But there is a lot happening. We're going to be joined by Secretary Pompeo in the third segment of the broadcast when it comes to the Biden administration trying to isolate, delegitimize the Jewish state of Israel, America's number one ally in the Middle East and one of our top allies in the entire world. Now, we know we're going to talk about how they're doing that through the Iran nuclear deal, but they're actually using the mechanisms of the U.S. government. That's why we're bringing on Secretary Pompeo today, because they are utilizing the State Department's Bureau of Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor to solicit, so ask nonprofit groups to apply for grants up to $900,000, almost $1 million in grants to, quote, strengthen accountability and human rights in Israel and the West Bank and Gaza. Now, that may seem a little benign to you, but what it's really about is trying to go after Israel, take meaningful action in pursuing truth, accountability, and memorialization, property rights, legal or security violations in housing and land, civil society-led efforts, psychosocial support to survivors of atrocities. What atrocities is Israel carrying out that needs to be researched? Where they need psychosocial support. What this really is about is funding through your taxpayer dollars the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement, the anti-Israel movement. When we talk about how Joe Biden and the Biden administration is owned by the radical left, this is another example. This is exactly what the squad wants. This is what Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, AOC, this is what they all want. They want the idea to delegitimize the state of Israel, and now the U.S. State Department is handing out money to groups to do that work for them. And you won't believe who's actually, I'll just give you one example. George Salem just got appointed by USAID, of course, to be the inaugural board chair of the Partnership for Peace Fund Advisory Board. Guess what he did the last 6 years? He was a registered foreign lobbyist for the Palestinian Authority's Monetary Fund. A registered lobbyist for the Palestinian Authority is running a chair of the Partnership for Peace. You've got to be kidding me. This is the Palestinian Authority that uses money to pay for slay. Remember the pay for slay program that we've talked about? The Taylor Force Act that we've talked about again. The idea that the Palestinians pay out money to the families of those who carry out terrorist attacks against Israelis and even against Americans who are in Israel, as was Taylor Force. I want you to join us on air, 1-800-684-3110. Remember, this is a time where we have Russia negotiating the Iran nuclear deal for us, and the State Department is considering dropping the Iranian Revolutionary Guards Corps from the Foreign Terrorist Organizations list. You want to buy Iranian oil? You want to make a deal with the devil? Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. What do you think about your hard-earned dollars going to delegitimize the state of Israel? Give us a call now, 1-800-684-3110.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Folks, I want you to understand that when the State Department puts out this document that says the grant request is to document atrocities and provide support, psychosocial support to survivors of atrocities, that word means something. It's actually, we talk about that, the Biden administration essentially saying that Israel is doing the same thing that Putin is doing in Ukraine. So atrocities is not just a tough-sounding word. It's a word that means... it kind of includes war crimes, crimes against humanity, all the things that would fall under the definitions of war crimes. Well, that's not real surprising then when the head of this bureau, so within the State Department, the Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor, or DRL at the State Department, the nominee, they've been stalled in the Senate for months because of her anti-Israel activism. And she was the head of Human Rights Watch in Washington, D.C. They routinely criminalize Israel and accuse Israel of what? Well, see, they actually use the more specific term of art that falls under atrocities, crimes against humanity. So when you have these folks saying, here's $1 million of U.S. taxpayer money, go find us examples of Israel being a human rights abuser. We're in a dangerous situation, and they are attempting. What's the goal of all of this? Why do this? What's the purpose? To undermine and delegitimize the Jewish state of Israel with your taxpayer dollars. Now, you would think at a time when you've got war in Europe, the largest refugee crisis in Europe since World War II, the threat of a nuclear engagement, potentially. You've got, of course, in the Middle East, we are begging the Iranians via the Russians to let them back into the nuclear, to let us back in to a nuclear deal. And part of that discussion is removing the Iranian Revolutionary Guards from the foreign terrorist organization list. So I want you to understand this is all happening together. My question for you right now, at a time when there is inflation in the U.S., prices are going up, still at the gas pump, where it is getting tougher and tougher to see where Ukraine ends, where this all goes, and what's next. I mean, they're even talking about more COVID again. Okay, so economically, do you want to spend your taxpayer dollars going to fund radical anti-Israel groups who then get to go to Israel to try and find dirt on Israel? Because that's what the Biden administration is offering up. Nearly $1 million in grant money to go delegitimize the state of Israel, our best ally in the Middle East and the only functioning democracy in the Middle East. Give us a call if this outraged you, if this upsets you, that this is where their priorities are at a time when there's war in the world, when there's inflation in our economy, and people are very nervous about the direction of our country as the leader of the free world. Give us a call now, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And you think, okay, I talked about there how, you know, one of the people they're putting forward is the former lobbyist for the Palestinian Authority's financial arm. Then we've got the person who used to be the head of Human Rights Watch Washington that said that Israel has committed those war crimes that would fall under atrocities, like crimes against humanity. There's also, they recently hired Elizabeth Campbell, former director of the UN Relief and Works Agency, UNRWA, for Palestinian refugees as Deputy Assistant Secretary of State. What you have to understand here is these are all anti-Israel nominees being put at various levels, whether it's State Department, whether it's USAID, to lead these organizations and internal organizations with the purpose of delegitimizing the Jewish state of Israel. And I want you to understand this comes at a time when the Biden administration is considering letting Iranian oil flow to the world again, including to the United States, the Islamic Republic of Iran, a time when they are dropping the number one state sponsor of terrorism from the state sponsor of terrorism list. They're willing to do that to get into a bullet point deal that was meaningless when it came to keeping Iran's nuclear activities under check. We know that. We have history on that. But the U.S. is weighing dropping the Iranian Revolutionary Guards Corps from its terror list. I just want you to understand how serious these situations are in light of everything else happening in the world. We've got a Supreme Court nomination going on right now. We have a war in Europe, and now we have these moves by the U.S. And that's why I love our broadcast, because they hope you don't pay attention. They hope you don't look the other way. They say, well, this is $1 million, but you don't understand the bigger picture here. That's why we're bringing on Secretary Pompeo to talk directly about it. He oversaw the entire State Department. You know, what is the purpose behind this? Why would they approve something like this? We're going to get all those questions answered for you in the next segment of the broadcast, but I want to answer your questions and take your comments as well at 1-800-684-3110. As Polly wrote on Facebook, the money should be funding our own country. This administration is beyond unbelievable. It's not going to anything to assist us or our allies. It's going to undermine a solid ally of the United States. And I think that is what is so disturbing here, is that this money is being used. It's not even the amount. It's the policy behind it. Remember when we saw the Obama officials who were consulting also for opposition political groups in Israel and trying to take out the more conservative political movements in Israel? We saw that happening. They are literally pulling their staff from some of the most anti-Israel organizations in the world. That's who they've decided we're going to choose from. We're gonna take the Palestinian Authority's registered foreign agent in America for a terrorist group, which uses money in their pay-for-slave program, and make him the head of a peace initiative. A peace initiative. We're going to take the former head of Human Rights Watch, D.C., which sounds like a nice group, except for she said that Israel, of all the nations in the world that are committing human rights abuses, Israel is the one that's committed crimes against humanity, that they are obsessed with at Human Rights Watch, obsessed with delegitimizing the Jewish state of Israel, our ally in the United States. But then they go further, say, oh, you know, there's those two. But then also we'll bring in the former head of the UN Relief and Works Agency, UNRWA, which, by the way, has been a complete disaster at the UN, and we know that, with trying to deal with what they quote-unquote call refugees. We'll bring her in, too, as a deputy secretary at the State Department. This is all trying to be done without you paying attention, or at least maybe just get a couple minutes of sound bites, instead of the fact instead of the fact that this is real, that this is happening as we speak. Along with everything else going on in the world, this is a major issue. So what is the ACLJ doing about it? Well, we've got this for you. This is going out this week. This one is on requests regarding the Biden administration funding efforts to delegitimize Israel, exactly what we've been talking about here. We have a second FOIA going out on the reports that the Biden administration is considering removing the Iranian Revolutionary Guards Corps from the Foreign Terrorist Organization list. So as I said, while there's all this, you know, there's big news about Ukraine every day, there, and understandably, there's news about the new Supreme Court nominee, and we're going to be covering those hearings. Later in the week, we're going to be joined by a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Marsha Blackburn, great friend of ours. She's on the committee. She's going to be through the whole process to talk about that. We're going to be monitoring the hearings, as we already are, very closely. But at the ACLJ, we take action on these issues every day, whether it's an issue that's front in focus or one that's kind of buried along in the news. And we use the broadcast so that you know what's actually going on past the headlines. Because the headlines don't tell the whole story about just how bad this administration is. Just how out of control. You've talked a lot about the energy issue here and how they're controlled by the Green New Deal Democrats. Remember, those same Green New Deal Democrats are the anti-Israel Democrats. They are the Democrats, and they're becoming the mainstream of their party. So they are pushing forward radical nominees to lead government agencies to dole out money to groups that want to delegitimize our ally Israel. And I know when I'm talking to our audience, I'm talking to people who support the state of Israel. They understand the significance and the reason why. You know, the Ukrainian refugee crisis has been a great example for why Israel is so important to have a place of refuge for the Jewish people, because the 200,000 or so Jews who were in Ukraine, many of them have already sought refuge. We've assisted with that at the ACLJ, not to brag. Most of that was done behind the scenes. We didn't even haven't ever talked about it on air, but we've been assisting in those efforts, whether it's providing financial assistance, logistical support for those Jewish families to be able to resettle in the Jewish state of Israel. It is a place of refuge for the Jewish people that the Biden administration would like to see eradicated. The Biden administration would like to see delegitimized. The Biden administration would like to make into a pariah. We come back, we're going to be joined by Secretary of State, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. But let me encourage you, you saw that we're already taking action on it this week in court with FOIA. I'm sure we're going to have to go to court on him. Support our work at the ACLJ. It's our matching challenge. Double the impact your donation. Donate today at ACLJ.org.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's matching challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
to Secular. We're joined right now by the former Secretary of State, our Senior Counsel for Global Affairs, and former Director of the CIA, Mike Pompeo, who's got a new piece up at ACLJ.org on the issue we've been talking about, how the Biden administration is funding efforts to undermine Israel. And Secretary Pompeo, I want to jump right into it. So we have the State Department's Bureau of Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor. They are soliciting nonprofit groups to apply for a nearly $1 million grant to, quote, strengthen accountability and human rights in Israel and the West Bank and Gaza. It sounds, you know, if you were just listening to this broadcast in your car right now, it might sound a little innocuous. But what would this grant actually do?
Well, Jordan, this is something the previous administration, under my leadership, would never have done. It basically is an effort to undermine the central thesis of the nation of Israel as the rightful homeland of the Jewish people. And so it is promoting efforts to support UNHRC, which will talk about apartheid and oppression and occupation, when we know this is the lone democracy in the Middle East, when we know that Arabs and Christians and Jews live alongside each other inside of Israel. You have Arabs in the parliament in Israel. That's, you don't have Jews in the parliaments of any right. The governments of any other Gulf state or Arab state. To think that the United States taxpayers should be underwriting efforts to undermine the Israeli government, this duly formed democratic Israeli government, is a 180-degree reversal from where we were 4 years ago, and it is dangerous for the state of Israel, frankly, to the Abraham Accords, which are such an important thing for the United States of America.
I think we all could figure out the list of groups that would want to apply for this money, Secretary Pompeo, and they're all would be, you know, anti-Israel groups, but particularly it appears that this would be giving them an opportunity, funded by the U.S. taxpayer, to build ammunition for their support of the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement against Israel.
Jordan, this is all deeply a part of what I'll describe as at least the anti-Zionist, in many cases, anti-Semitic left, who truly would prefer that Israel not exist in its current form as this unique beacon for democracy in the Middle East. You saw our current ambassador there talk about how he finds the settlement in the, quote, West Bank, end of quote, infuriating. They're talking about reconstituting the consulate that in Jerusalem. We don't have a U.S. consulate the same place. We have an embassy anywhere in the world. It would be illegal. It would be immoral. These are all pieces and parts of their effort to frame the Israelis as the malign actor in the Middle East, when in fact they are the ones that have created peace, created prosperity, and they're doing this all while sitting at the table negotiating with the Chinese and the Russians and the Iranians to give Iran money and more money and lifting of sanctions on their terror.
You know, it's starting to get some attention now. I mean, there's a lot of news in the world. We got a Supreme Court nomination. We've got Ukraine and Russia still going. And I mean, you've got a lot happening in the world. But this is starting to get some attention. We're trying to give it more attention on this broadcast through your blog at ACLJ.org. Now that it is starting to get attention, and the fact that the person that they would like to head up this department within the State Department, their nomination has been stalled because they were the head of the D.C. Human Rights Watch affiliate, and she's already called Israel, said that they've committed war crimes and crimes against humanity. So her nomination has been stalled in the Senate. Is there a way to block you oversaw the State Department. Is there a way for pressure from elected officials and from the American people, just this outside pressure, to effectively cancel programs like this? Is that a potential?
It is, absolutely. It'll take a lot of loud voices. It'll take hard work by organizations like the ACLJ, who makes the case for why this is so evil, so desperate, so progressive. It's absolutely the case that someone's going to have to vote, and members of Congress all across America will have to vote for this money, these appropriated funds to be spent in this way. They could block it. They ought to. And they ought to stop anybody who President Biden puts forward who's thinking about Israel in this way that undermines the centrality of the relationship between the United States and Israel and Israel's right to exist. Those people should not occupy positions of power in the United States government and the American people and their elected officials, members of the House, members of the Senate. We can talk about the bureaucrats that are working on this. We should make sure that the United States, the American people are deeply aware of what's taking place. And I'm confident that the vast majority of Americans would see that this is not in America's best interest to head down this progressive leftist anti-Zionist path.
You talked about the bureaucracy inside too, and we know there's an anti-Israel bent inside a lot of these government agencies like the State Department and USAID and others. I mean, we've got, I think it was UNRWA, the former head of UNRWA has become an assistant secretary of state for the Bureau of Population, Refugees, and Migration. I mean, UNRWA, again, was it's specific for the Palestinians. It's mired in controversy, and that's who the Biden administration put forward. So it seems like there is this kind of shadow campaign against Israel happening as best they can, trying to keep it secret, trying to not make a lot of news, trying to keep these grants. So yeah, it's $1 million, so it won't be the front page news. But it's, again, it feels like a shadow campaign against Israel or to pressure Israel into a certain position.
It's a deep effort, one that's gone on inside not only the American bureaucracy, but Jordan, you all have worked hard at the UN when they, you know, when they spend more time sanctioning and putting resolutions against Israel than they do horrific states like North Korea and China and Vladimir Putin. You know, something is deeply corrupt. UNRWA itself, we stopped funding them. They were trying to provide resources to the Palestinians. Look, we don't want them to starve and die either, but it is a corrupt organization, and that money was being funneled to the leadership in the West Bank, into Abu Mazen, and to the Gaza Strip folks that were trying to commit terror against Israel. This is not something the United States taxpayers want any part of, and it's not something the Biden administration should do either loudly or in the way you described, very quietly, one piece at a time. We need to be eyes wide open on this issue, Jordan.
To shift a little, but not much far in the region, and of course this involves Israel, but also the United States, the reports that the Biden administration is weighing lifting this terror designation, the foreign terrorist organization designation for the IRGC, the Iranian Revolutionary Guards Corps, as part of the U.S. trying to get back into the Iranian nuclear deal, they're not denying this. The State Department is not denying this. They won't confirm it, but they are not denying that this could be part of the deal.
The number two official was asked about this yesterday, and her response was, I don't have any comment on this. These are terrorists, Jordan. These are people who have the blood of Americans on their hands. These are people who are, even today, firing missiles from Yemen into Saudi Arabia, putting American lives at risk, putting American lives at risk through the cost of energy and products. We saw another Saudi Aramco facility that was under attack just, I think, 2 days ago now. To lift a terror designation on people that no one would dispute are terrorists for the sake of getting a promise from the Ayatollah may well be one of the most egregious foreign policy acts I have ever seen or ever witnessed.
You know, folks, I want to encourage you. And I want to thank Secretary Pompeo. Thank you for your time. And let me encourage everybody to go see right now at ACLJ.org. You'll see it right on the homepage, the brand new piece by Secretary Pompeo. The Biden administration is funding efforts to undermine Israel. It's a bold statement from a former U.S. Secretary of State, a former U.S. CIA director, that the Biden administration is doing this. And Secretary Pompeo is part of our team at the ACLJ, not just part of the broadcast, but one of our senior counsels for global affairs because of your financial support to the ACLJ. So we are able to get, again, their insight on the broadcast, insight on the blogs, but also behind-the-scenes work with Secretary Pompeo. That's because of your financial support to the ACLJ. You can double the impact of your support this month at ACLJ.org by donating today. That's at ACLJ.org with our matching challenge. It's why we have this insight. It's why we have information that no one else has. That's at ACLJ.org. Donate today. Second half hour coming up.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at ACLJ.org.
Keeping you informed and engaged. now more than ever. This is Seculo. And now your host, Jordan Seculo.
All right, welcome back to Seculo. So we've talked about the first half hour, gotten into this idea that, again, the Biden administration offering $1 million out to organizations who want to help delegitimize the state of Israel, to accuse Israel of atrocities. That means war crimes. That means things like the new assistant secretary at the State Department that the Biden administration put forward, who has accused Israel. She ran the UNRWA, which is the UN Refugee Fund, which is mired in controversy and terrorist funding. And I mean, the list goes on, and just mismanagement of funds. That's one. Then two, the person that they want to run this department at the State Department has said that Israel, the person who would be the head of the department giving out this grant money, has said that Israel has committed a war crime, crimes against humanity. They've already made that definitive statement. Now, her nomination is being held up, but that's the kind of people that the Biden administration are choosing to run the organizations who will then give out the money to help delegitimize the Jewish state of Israel. And let me tell you something. If they're looking at one or two groups to get almost all this $1 million, that's a lot for a non-governmental organization or a nonprofit organization to go in and then put it together reports about why they believe Israel's so bad. And that's exactly what the purpose of this is. You heard it from Secretary Pompeo, funding the delegitimization of Israel from the inside of our own government. I want to go to the phones at 1-800-684-31. Tim calling from California online. Hey, Tim, welcome to Seculo. You're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. I am outraged that the Biden administration wants to take taxpayer money to delegitimize Israel, and also we're getting Iranian oil. It's an outrage.
Yeah, well, it is. I mean, so this is all happening at the same time. They're saying we'll give out $1 million to a group to write a report on how bad Israel is, document how bad Israel is. We're willing to go to Iran, use Russia as the middleman, who's their military committing actual war crimes against civilians in real time. They're the middleman between the U.S. and Iran, for the U.S. and Iran to go back into this joint cooperation plan of action, also known as the JCPOA or Iran nuclear deal, so that Iranian oil starts flowing to your car, the pumps, the gas stations you go to. And to make that things worse, while they want to delegitimize and call Israel the war criminals, they're willing to take the Iranian Revolutionary Guards Corps, the number one state sponsor of terror in the world, no question about it, no doubt about it, unless you remove them as a terrorist group. And that is also being considered by our U.S. State Department. They would remove the Iranian Revolutionary Guards Corps from the foreign terrorist organizations list, which would, again, be a boom to Iran, already the number one state sponsor of terrorism. It would be a boom to their terror industry. Folks, this is real. And you've seen how inept this administration has been. Kamala Harris's trip to Poland, the Ukraine, the issue that we're not even like really involved in Ukraine and Russia. It seems like it's all happening outside of us because the Biden administration has stopped playing a major role in trying to end the conflict. I want to hear from you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. I want to remind you, we have an office in Israel. The work that we do, the experts that we have brought in, we can't get to all of it every day on every broadcast, but you know that we are seriously committed on these issues. We've got two FOIAs ready to go on this week on both the issues of this $1 million grant to delegitimize Israel and the removal of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps from the foreign terrorist organization list. So our legal team on this, pressuring, and we're of course able to provide the information to you. Support our work at ACLJ.org. We have a matching challenge right now where you can double the impact of your donation. That's at ACLJ.org, ACLJ.org. Donate today, double the impact of your donation. We're going to be right back on Seculo.
Hey,
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Day now, we're prepared for the Biden administration to announce that they have re-entered a deal with Iran and other countries to re-implement what was 2 pages of bullet points. And that's no joke. That's what the Iranian nuclear deal was. Without actual signatures, it was just, this is the agreement. We know that the IAEA doesn't even have working cameras into the sites they were allowed to put cameras in, and that doesn't include military nuclear sites, which if you're trying to prevent Iran from having a nuclear weapon, you would imagine that you need monitoring of their military nuclear facilities. But no, that's off the table. But what might be on the table, and what the U.S. government refuses to deny is on the table, is that the Iranian Revolutionary Guards Corps could be removed from the Foreign Terrorist Organization list. Now, Wes Smith, retired Colonel Wes Smith, joins us. Wes, you've got a new piece up at ACLJ.org as well. Will the United States coddle Iran? What you need to know? What do people need to know?
This is insanity. I mean, it makes no geopolitical sense in any negotiation. It's not how any normal country would operate. I can't figure out if it's desperation on the part of the Biden administration for a political win, or is it a dangerous naivete concerning who they're dealing with? And of course, as you've discussed before, as crazy as it sounds, we are using Russia as one of the lead negotiators in this deal with Iran. Russia, which is now committing terrorist acts on Ukraine, is our negotiator, our go-between, our mediator between us and Iran, which of course is the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism. But yeah, this JCPOA, the Iran deal, was flawed and horrible from the get-go. But now, as a part of that, two new conditions have come up. Russia wants to be exempt from any sanctions against them for invading Ukraine if they're buying Iranian oil. And of course, now Iran also wants the Revolutionary Guard Corps taken off the terrorist blacklist. This is a group, a paramilitary group in Iran that has the blood of thousands of people on its hands, including American soldiers. And yet the Biden administration apparently is thinking about not only lifting sanctions on Iran, which will give them billions of dollars towards their development of a nuclear weapon, but also taking the Revolutionary Guard Corps off of the terror blacklist, if you will. Meanwhile, Jordan, keep this in mind. As you just mentioned, all military bases under this renewed agreement, just like it was in the old agreement, all military bases are exempt from inspections about nuclear weapons from the IAEA. Also, this JCPOA that they're so desperately trying to re-enter it actually sunsets in a few years. It goes away. And at the end of that sunset, Jordan, Iran is free to pursue a nuclear weapon. And yet they want to reinstate this.
So they're reinstating the same deal.
Yes.
They're not adding any time to that. So there's no added time to the Iran where they could legitimately, as we've talked about throughout that deal, at the beginning of the time, we talked about how it put them on a 10-year path.
Right.
We're now 7 years in.
Yes.
So if they go back into the deal, it's just the same deal, three less years, but we're giving more concessions to Iran.
Yes, it's the same exact deal. It will sunset in 3 or 4 years, but meanwhile, we're also taking the Revolutionary Guard Corps off the terrorist watch list. We're lifting all sanctions eventually on Iran, and we're getting Russia to negotiate this deal, a deal that is flawed. It does not keep Iran from getting a nuclear weapon, and it goes away in a few years, and yet the Biden administration is intent on reentering it. Keep in mind also, Jordan, because we withdrew from this deal, we haven't had inspectors in Iran in several years. The last time we knew, they were enriching uranium at a 60% level. 90% is what is required for a nuclear weapon. But also keep in mind that under the original JCPOA, the limit for them to have enriched uranium was 3.67%. Nothing more than that. They're at 60% right now. We knew a year and a half ago that they were months away from the breakout time, the time if they really rushed to the finish line to produce a nuclear bomb. Now most experts are saying that breakout time is probably more like weeks instead of months. And yet in the middle of all of this danger, this threat to the Middle East and to the world, the Biden administration is still insisting that they re-sign this with the Iranian regime.
You know, when we're looking at this, Wes, to explain it to people, I think one way to explain, you know, we see Iran, it's the number one state sponsor of terrorism around the world. They dole out money to terrorist groups. But the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, I saw Congressman Waltz say this, I think this is the way we have to think of this. They implement it. They're the front end of this movement. They run all of Iran's clandestine activities. They run lots of businesses in Iran. They're well funded. And when Iran says, and the Ayatollah says, you know, let's do this in Lebanon, let's try to assassinate a leader here or there, or even if they want to utilize Hezbollah troops with Putin, utilizing Hezbollah troops and Syrian troops in Ukraine, this is who's at the forefront of it.
Absolutely. They
implement.
They are not part of the regular Iranian military. They do not fall under the direction of their prime minister, president. They fall under the direct control of the Ayatollah. And yes, they are in charge of all of their terrorist activities. They are the ones who have given technology and weapons to Hamas, to Hezbollah, and to the Houthi rebels in Yemen, which are attacking our neighbors in the UAE and Saudi Arabia. Part of the reason that our Muslim allies in the Gulf region are so suspicious of President Biden, two of them refused to take his phone calls because they feel betrayed by what we're doing with Iran, because it also puts them in danger. The Revolutionary Guard Corps is responsible not only for attacks against Israel, but attacks against other Muslim nations in the Gulf.
You know, I want people to share your piece up. It's naclj.org. Will the United States coddle Iran? What you need to know. And then, you know, at the same time, we were talking about these moves, West, at the State Department to totally undermine Israel. I mean, they're handing out $1 million check. The person they want to run it has already accused Israel of committing war crimes, crimes against humanity. So we're doing exactly the work that countries like Iran would like other world entities to do, because they'll make the same claims. They're not taken with as much authority because they're the Islamic Republic of Iran. Right. They're kind of a world pariah. But if they can get the U.S. to, on the one hand, remove them from the foreign terrorist organizations list, and on the other hand, fund groups to delegitimize their number one enemy, or the people they have made out to be their number one enemy, the Israelis, we're doing their bidding.
Absolutely. Yeah. We are doing more to undermine Israel than we've done in years. And we're doing more to promote not only Iran, but the cause of Islamic terrorism and Iran's terrorism throughout the Middle East. And it absolutely makes no sense. For example, the whole pay to slay program where the Palestinians pay people who attack innocent Jews and Americans. And if the person dies in the attack, then their family gets a pension for the rest of their lives. That program is still going on in Palestine. And yet the Biden administration, from when they first came into office over a year ago, they have looked at ways to get around that and have actually been successful. The Palestinians are still being funded partly by the United States of America, even as they reward people who kill Americans and Israelis.
Yeah, it's again, the idea the U.S. would take these steps dually to, one, fund the delegitimizing of Israel and fund the boycott, divestment, sanctions groups, say, bid for this money. We're going to give one or two of you almost $1 million to go into Israel to write reports about how bad Israel is. And as Ben Sisney, one of our attorneys, said, when they say go look for the atrocities, they mean go look for the war crimes. That's what that means. Go look for war crimes that the U.S. can push out from your own government. This is not some other U.N. entity. This is from the United States government. And at the same time, I mean, Wes, if we remove the Iranian Revolutionary Guards Corps from that foreign terrorist organization list, I think more Americans will die.
Yes.
There'll be more Americans, not just troops, but officials from our government that we know that they are looking all the time to try and assassinate.
Well, yeah, and you have to look at the motivation for Iran to request that as a part of reentering the JCPOA. We have sanctions on Iran as a nation, and apparently the Biden administration, as a part of this deal, is going to lift most, perhaps all, of those sanctions against Iran. However, the sanctions against the Revolutionary Guard Corps are separate, because they are sanctioned not just as a part of the Iranian government, they are sanctioned as a terrorist group. So what happens if you remove the Revolutionary Guard Corps from the terror blacklist? It also removes the sanctions from the Guard Corps, which means people can do business with them. They can sell them weapons. They can also sell things to other nations in the world. Removing them from that terror watch list removes all the sanctions from the Revolutionary Guard Corps, which are the responsible for terrorism all around the world and for the deaths of thousands of people.
You know, again, folks, let me encourage you, I want you to check out Wes's blog. That is available right at aclj.org. Will the United States coddle Iran? What you need to know. So share that with your friends and family today. It's up at aclj.org. Will the United States coddle Iran? What you need to know. And again, as we show you this expertise we have at the ACLJ to take down these issues, get beyond the front pages, get beyond the headlines, get behind the 3 minutes of talking points. And of course, we're monitoring everything. We're monitoring the Supreme Court nomination and the hearings there. But right now, there's not much happening. It's a lot of talking right now. Not a lot of question. It's not question time yet. And we'll likely not even start till we're off the air, and maybe even tomorrow. But what we do want to do is take your calls at 1-800-684-3110 and ask for your support of the ACLJ. March is a very important month for us financially. You can double the impact of your support at aclj.org. Donate today. We'll be right back.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to Secular. Yobani on Facebook wrote in, why do they hate Israel? I think we can dive into that a little bit more because, you know, as we were talking about earlier in the broadcast, you know, we just talked about how they want to remove the Iranian Revolutionary Guards Corps from the Foreign Terrorist Organization list, which, again, endangers Americans and American servicemen and women, but also, of course, endangers Israelis. They are the number one state sponsor of terrorism, and what the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps does is they implement that. There's a reason why. That's not just a throwaway term that people use. They really are. Around the world, they sponsor these terrorist groups, and they send the Iranian Revolutionary Guards Corps out to carry out the attacks, either, whether it's through training, whether it's through training foreign forces, through assassinations, attempts, and actions like that. And also, they are kind of their expansionist military. That when you're talking about Iran being active in, like, Syria, it's the Iranian Revolutionary Guards Corps. If you're talking about Iran being active or Iranian-trained troops being active in Ukraine, they're coming out of Syria and Hezbollah being trained by Iran. So, I mean, again, who is doing that? Ultimately, it's the Iranian Revolutionary Guards Corps. They have been documented as carrying out terrorist activities. But there's also this issue of this embeddedness inside. We talked about it with Secretary Pompeo. I've talked about it with Harry Hutchinson now. The embeddedness inside our own U.S. government institutions. So whether it is the person, so we've got this grant, you know, that's $1 million to delegitimize Israel and support the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement, which, by the way, as Senator Ted Cruz said, is something that Congress has condemned. It is something that Congress has forbidden the U.S. Government from using funds this way and would never appropriate funds to do this. But yet again, the USAID is trying to put forward someone, I mean, Harry, to run the department that would give out this grant, which is the Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor Department inside the State Department. She's the former head of the Human Rights Watch. Again, those all sound nice, in Washington, D.C. She's called Israel, said Israel is guilty of crimes against humanity. That is the same terminology being used about Putin right now. It's the same terminology that was used against Hitler. It was the same terminology that would be used against what we saw in the Sudan and other places where we've seen mass atrocities.
I think that is, your analysis is spot on. So essentially, the elites, they want to go after Israel. And they want to go after Israel for two reasons. One, they favor, ideologically at least, the Palestinians. Number two, they favor the Iranians. And so if you look at the moves made by the Biden administration, they are indeed linked. They are prepared to betray Israel in favor of terror. And it goes even further than that. Now it appears that the Biden administration wants Israel to broker a deal with Russia. But then if Israel doesn't, Israel will get blamed by the United States and by Russia. And that may encourage Russia to do what? To sign on to the Iran nuclear deal. And so I think at the end of the day, what we have is a nefarious plan hatched in the bowels of the deep state. If you look at the State Department, if you look at Biden's national security advisor, they are not in favor of putting U.S. allies who stand for principle first. They are basically looking to a one-world globalist regime in which only the elites control the next move. And as part of the elite strategy, in my view, they are now more focused on climate change than actually delivering material, defensive material, for instance, to the Ukrainian people.
You know, it's interesting, too, that, I mean, even someone, this is someone to work at the USAID and their Department for Peace. And George Salem, he was a lobbyist for the Palestinian Authority's Monetary Fund. We know that they use that money. This is the West Bank Palestinian Authority, of Mahmoud Abbas, of Abu Mossad, and they use the Pay for Slave program. They have appointed someone, Samantha Powers, who now runs USAID, to run that program. And just the title of it alone, it's the Partnerships for Peace Fund. He was used to be the lobbyist for the Palestinian Monetary Authority's fund. I mean, now they're putting him in place. This is someone who, again, was willing to sell out to be a lobbyist for a Palestinian Authority, which pays people's families to be suicide bombers, to stab Israelis, to kill Americans like Taylor Force.
Absolutely. So at the end of the day, if you look at the Obama administration, and then if you look at the Biden administration, they are basically a mirror image of each. And both of those administrations have always favored the Palestinians. So when they talk about human rights abuses, this is cover language for claiming that Israel is not a legitimate state. Recall what John Kerry said in 2016. He said that Israel cannot be both and is a religious state and a democracy. In other words, they have to give up their religion in order to satisfy John Kerry. So it was a sellout. And keep in mind that the Obama administration, they actively interfered with the Israeli election in order to try to prevent Netanyahu from being reelected. And so if you look at the background of all of these advisors, from George Salem to other individuals, where have they always been? They have always been on the side of the Palestinians. They have effectively always been on the side of terror. Why? Because at the end of the day, they fail to recognize the UN mandate of 1948. Keep in mind, the Palestinian territory was carved up. Israel only got 22% of the land. And guess what? The Arabs launched an immediate war. So if you look at the West Bank in total, if you look at all of the Israeli territories, basically Israel is simply trying to reclaim land that was promised to them in 1948. But the elites of the world, they don't like it. They want to classify Israel at the end of the day as an apartheid state.
You mentioned John Kerry. This is it. This is back in 2014. He's still hanging around. Remember, this is a guy who said at the beginning of the Russia-Ukraine war that he hopes that Russia will still keep in mind its commitments on to the climate as it invaded a war of choice. Ukraine was doing nothing to them. Take a listen.
The unitary state winds up either being an apartheid state in second class citizens, or it winds up being a state that destroys the capacity of Israel to be a new state.
So it can't exist. See, either way, like Harry's talking about, it can't exist either way. It must be broken up and destroyed because it's either an apartheid state or it's no longer a Jewish state and it's no longer a place of refuge for the Jewish people, which, by the way, we're seeing in action right now in Ukraine. And we've assisted in those efforts with our good friend Johnny Daniels, who's been on the broadcast. Let me encourage you folks to support the work of the ACLJ. It's a critical time in the month of March, because we have a matching challenge, a group of donors that will match all of the donations that come through in the month of March. You donate today at aclj.org. That's aclj.org to support the work of the ACLJ. A $50 donation, it's like $100. All your charge is $50, tax deductible. aclj.org. Donate today. We will talk to you tomorrow. We're monitoring the Supreme Court nomination very closely.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.